Hi, my name is Slinky. Thank you for listening to Chew My Mom. I never listen.
You can't help it when you see her. You know it. You feel it. It's a vibe. It's Lacey Stokes on the floor from Missouri State. It's undeniable. It's energetic. It's overflowing. It's fun. How's that, Lacey? I mean, is that good enough introduction for you without diving into all your accolades?
I feel like I should introduce you now, but I don't think I can
do it. No. Listen, you are such a spark plug and such an important part of Missouri State's culture about the way they play, how unselfish, everything that Beth Cunningham wants, she has in you as her leader. Tell me a little bit about how it's going.
It's going pretty good so far. I'm really proud of how our team has done, from how I felt it was going to go from the beginning of the season before we even started playing games. So to see that kind of developing throughout the season from non-conference to now in conference, obviously we started off, you know, with a loss we weren't happy with, but our girls have bounced back really good from it and we're continuing to build and learn. We got some young girls, we got some seniors, so kind of meshing that together. Yeah. I think has turned out really well on the floor.
So you're a smaller guard and there's some inherent, what people would say in basketball, disadvantages, but I think you've turned any conversation about a disadvantage into an advantage because you've been able to figure out a way to overcome what might seem like a lack of size with a lot of other attributes that make you a really good basketball player. Tell us how you came about that.
Yeah, coach always tells us, you know, use your advantage, you know, what your advantage is. So if, you know, someone's bigger, you know, chances are I'm probably quicker, so I can use my speed, you know, to get around. I grew up with brothers, so I had to learn early how to figure out what my advantage against their size was. And so being able to pick that up and then, you know, use it as I started playing sports was really big for me and what led to some of my success.
One of the things I admire about you is that you don't take a play off on the other end of the floor either on the defensive end. You've been on the all defensive team in the Missouri Valley. You are a terrific two-way point guard and you set the tone on the top of the floor. How much each possession are you thinking about taking advantage of those attributes that you just mentioned on each possession every time?
Every possession matters, you know, no matter what end it's on. And I did an interview in high school about this, that it was right whenever the Michael Jordan series came out, The Last Dance. And One of the guys was like, yeah, you know, like he had a switch and he could never, you know, you could turn it on and off. And he just never turned it off. Like, you know, most people turn on and off. And so I kind of wanted to put that as myself, you know, be someone who never turned their switch off, you know, no matter what possession it was, whether they were up 30, down 30, whether it was a close game, whether it was first possession of the game, last possession of the game, you know, everything matters, you know, the same.
I have the very thing you're talking about right here in my office.
Oh, yeah, I have that in my room as well.
Right?
From when you gave us one. I got
one. That's right. So when you start talking about the switch, this is what I started thinking about is I came to campus and we did some media training team building. And one of the things that I shared with you guys is everyone got a switch.
Yep.
I think it's really important to keep your switch in an on position, especially for you, Lacey. You're a local kid. You already had a following before you got to Missouri State. There are a lot of people that love to come and watch you play. You're a ticket selling player, if you will. Right? People want to buy a ticket to come see you play. That's, in some people's view, can be a lot of responsibility, but I know it's also opportunity and it's part of your service to the game. Where does that attitude come from to always sign an autograph, to never tell anybody no, and to try to keep bringing people to basketball?
I think it just comes from being in that position, you know, remembering when I was coming to these games as a little girl looking up to, you know, all these big players, big stars, and just, you know, having a dream of wanting to do the same thing and having them be able to acknowledge you and kind of those girls playing for me and me getting to be inspired by them and be like, you know what, like I can do this. I could do this. And so giving back to, you know, young girls now that I see from, you know, my own hometown from Mount Vernon, for example, and showing them that, like, doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter your size. It just matters what matters is your mentality and, you know, what you're willing to do to get what you want.
So Missouri State has always had an incredible tradition of winning, right? From the Jackie Stiles days, when I covered her teams way back when she won player of the year after player of the year, Wade Trophy Award winner, took a team to a Final Four. Now, the race in the Valley is tough. It's not easy. And every night it's a challenge. You know, when you look at the history and the fan and the fans' excitement towards your team, you know, how motivating is that? And how do you keep your focus in a game when not everything always goes your way?
This community has been super impactful, I think, on this program. They love the Lady Bears and we can feel the love. And, you know, I think it's huge, you know, on nights when you say you feel like things aren't going your way, having those fans behind your back to kind of push you and give you an extra, you know, there's a reason people don't like coming and playing us at home games. It's hard for us to pick up home games. Coach will tell you that, but you know, it's because of this community and what they do for us. It gives you almost just that extra fire lit under you whenever you walk out on this court.
Coach Cunningham has won at every level. She's won as a player. She's been to Final Four as a player. She's won national championships as an assistant coach at Notre Dame. She's been around incredible culture. If you think there are a couple of things that would define the culture that you guys play in and around, what do you think those things are?
I would say we have a super competitive culture, for sure. Everybody wants to win, and I think with that, we have a lot of, I would say, trust. I think how our team interacts with one another, trust has been a huge thing for us. So if you're combining competitiveness and trust together, that's trust on the court, but trust that when your teammate's telling you something, you know they want the best for you and not to take it hard. And that helps us, you know, to continue to grow and improve as a team together and individually, knowing that, okay, she's got my back. She's saying something that is only going to benefit me.
Coach Cunningham is also an incredible role model with the four kids and her husband. And, you know, the kids at practice, the kids are around. They all love the team. The team loves them. It's really amazing sometimes. I have three kids. She has four. It can be a lot, but it's an incredible. She's an incredible role model for those that want to do it all, like balance family and work and have a career and do all those things. What have you learned from Coach Cunningham that you think will be something 20 years from now that you'll look back and go, I remember hearing Coach Cunningham say that?
Oh, my goodness. I could probably give you out a list of stuff. You know, Coach has helped me grow since the day I stepped foot in here. I've been in her office talking about basketball, talking about life. You know, one thing that we just had this conversation since it's my senior year, kind of getting worked up over the games and being tense and she told me, you just need to be free. Just be free, enjoy it. You know, it's not, you don't need to be so tense and worry about everything all the time about what you want, you know, in the end, like it's going to come like, but right now, like you need to be free and focus on what's right in front of you. And so, having her, you know, help me grow, not only, you know, as a player, but as a person, it's been amazing, you know, just getting lucky enough to have a coach like her.
Lacey, I've been around you enough to know, and I've watched you play enough to know that you are highly competitive and focused and energetic. And in listening to Coach tell you to play free, that might be hard for you.
Yeah, no, I definitely am always like wanting to fix things, wanting to make sure it's right, wanting to do this. But having her, you know, support that for me to relax and not be so tense on the court, because I think, you know, as any well, if you play tense, you're not playing to your best. Yeah. So, and then having her, someone who I obviously know has had a lot of success playing, it's like, okay, like, I think this will work. And that, we actually played Murray the next night after that. And so it was a pretty good game for all of us.
That's where the trust comes in that you were referencing. All right, so in the pantheon of greatness at Missouri State, your name's going to be etched in some award, some category, some incredible achievement. But how do you want people to remember you when you come back to celebrate a championship at Missouri State?
Just kind of how you talked about before, you know, being the person who never stops, like being the energy bug, no matter what possession it is, whether we're on defense, whether we're on offense, you know, just always, always, you know, just keeping things running, making sure my teammates are going with me, you know, because if I go, then they're going to follow. And I want to be known as someone, you know, who led a team that never stopped. So,
Lacey Stokes, that's the way I'm going to remember you, as a player at Missouri State. Thank you so much for being with us, and we wish you the best as you finish off your senior campaign.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.